I want to say that let people respect what we have planned, that the world-based projects are the most and are very important to Wanjiku. That's the only way we can be able to reach those people who have less voice. For example, Mr. Speaker, allow me to tell you that today I received several calls from the farmers complaining that the animals are not healthy. Then when I called one of the veterinary officers, right now I have confirmed, I have received a call and I'm told in Kent South there is an outbreak of foot and mouth disease and the skin labby disease. Nobody one knows about that, only me and the veterinary officers. Those people, from now, they want the vaccines. Without the plans, farmers and any other electorate, any other citizens, is going to lose millions and billions. When I was young, my father told me that a cow is never bought by a fool. So when you allow these small resources to get lost, we are going to create a lot of poverty in our people. And maybe we end up creating few millionaires and millions of poor in our villages if you don't take care. Let's respect the planning of this house. This only way we can be able to reach to the people who are sleeping angry in our villages.